from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No one is more locked in. From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL than First and Pod. Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
All right, I'm going to give you one that is disgusting.
Jordan Love MVP.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, Matt LaFleur for Coach of the Year is definitely possible. But if Matt LaFleur is in there for Coach of the Year, Jordan Love had a monster season. And Jordan Love has every narrative piece that MVP voters love. There's no Jordan Love fatigue. Carries over the momentum from last year. Iconic franchise. No other superstar on offense, you know, to say, well, you know, for Tua, it's more Tyreek Hill. Or for Dak Prescott, it's more CeeDee Lamb. Or like, there's no one on the Packers offense that will deflect any credit from Jordan Love. And if he plays a full season like he played the last half of last season, he absolutely will be a top three MVP finisher this year. So it's, you said you threw up in your mouth from burpees. I'm throwing up in my mouth from saying this, but it is the most likely Packer to win a postseason award.
Dolphins. I got to go with Tyreek Hill for offensive player of the year because of what you just said. Tua can have a great year, and I don't think they'd give him the credit for it unless it was so off the charts. The Dolphins end up winning the AFC East and the Dolphins challenge the Chiefs or the Texans or somebody like that for the overall number one seed. And they were kind of doing that last year. And I still think that people were gun shy to give Tua any flowers. So it's Tyreek Hill. And I don't really know if there's anybody else I'd want to sit here and try to sell you on for an individual award on their team.
I think that's right. Detroit Lions. There are a lot of ways you could go with this one. There are a ton of ways you can go. Sorry, I'm DVRing this presidential debate and it just started playing for some reason. So I had to
you don't want to maybe cue, we can. You don't want to bring it on right now?
No, I don't. I'm sure it will just be staggering incompetence of all levels and mortifying realities to the situation that we find ourselves in.
There's an optimistic outlook on things.
Hey, man, you want to do that pod at some point? I'm down. I think there's an argument for Aiden Hutchinson. I think there's an argument for Patricia. But I think Amon-Ra St. Brown for Offensive Player of the Year. Dan Campbell. I said Patricia. Dan Campbell, excuse me.
Matt Patricia? Holy cow, you are.
I'm distracted.
You are rattled by things right now.
I got to turn this off. I'm sorry. Dan Campbell, I'm sorry. I think it was crazy that they didn't do anything to add to depth to their receiver core this offseason. And we know Laporta gets targets and we know Gibbs gets targets. But there's a scenario where Amon-Ra St. Brown gets like 150 plus targets. Last year, CeeDee Lamb was over 180. If Amon-Ra St. Brown gets 150 or more targets this year, that guy could have, he could flirt with Calvin Johnson's record, which is going to fall in the next, you know, year or two. So I look at it as Amon-Ra St. Brown is a top five or six talent at the position. And if you get fed an incredible amount of volume and you have health, you can win Offensive Player of the Year. So I went with him over Hutchinson and Campbell.
I've got the Browns next. Okay.
All right.
And they cleaned up with these awards last year, even though they got dismantled by the Texans in the playoffs. Nick Chubb, comeback player of the year, will be my pick. He is one of my favorites, even though it pains me to say that as a Browns hater. And I do think that he has the potential to be, and we're going to find out with how he recovers from this injury. Part of me thinks that he does have a little bit of that Adrian Peterson gene in him, and that he just might be built different, and he might just have the mutant body type where he suffers this catastrophic injury. We think his career is on borrowed time, and he comes back and he looks like a 1,300-yard rusher again. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of his. I don't see Myles Garrett.
I know you're not a Garrett guy. I mean, I think Garrett for Defensive Player of the Year is probably the slightly safer pick, but this is what I was talking about when I was saying that MVP and Comeback Player of the Year are very AFC dominant this year. You know, you've already gone through it with Rodgers and Burrow, but I think Chubb is an excellent candidate for it. And yeah, if he has a 1,300-yard double-digit touchdown season, that's obviously going to be in play, and people will talk about the brutality of the injury. There was really only one NFC guy that I even considered for comeback player of the year. I'll get to that when we get to the NFC South. But Minnesota Vikings, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is there. Obviously, Justin Jefferson is always in play for offensive player of the year. He's the best receiver in football. But similar to my Quinion Mitchell argument, pass rusher is the easiest way to compile stats as a defensive player, like the stats that matter. And so Dallas Turner for Defensive Rookie of the Year felt like the pick. If J.J. McCarthy has a great rookie season, I do think that Kevin O'Connell will get a lot of consideration for Coach of the Year. But so there's a lot of good options on the Vikings. It was one of the tougher ones for me to go through. But the thing that outweighed it was, again, like the lack of high profile options and the fact that, I don't think Jared Verse is going to have a massively productive sack season. So I think that Dallas Turner is a fairly safe bet to have most sacks for a defensive rookie. So I thought that was the right play in this spot.
Chargers for me are next. And it's got to be Jim Harbaugh for Coach of the Year.
Yep.
That's just a slam dunk. The personality in these awards too, I think people want to vote for him. I think they want to believe that the difference there is the coach who always picked stupid times and dumb times to go for it and lost the faith of his team with his game management skills. And here comes the former NFL head coach, NFL quarterback, who goes to college and wins a national championship at his alma mater. And he's trying to, make this franchise that always seems to have great quarterback play but can't get it done to put them over the top. Yeah, if they win 10 or 11 games this year, I think he's fully entrenched in that discussion and might end up winning it if he does that. Now, I have my Andy Reid thing as well, and I'm going to make that bet because you mocked me for it. But,
dude, yeah, Jim Harbaugh. I hope Andy Reid wins Coach of the Year. That would be awesome.
It's been long overdue, Danny.
I agree. I agree. It's like Belichick didn't win enough Coach of the Years. Popovich doesn't have enough Coach of the Years. Like I'm not saying he's not the best coach. Just it's not really how the award goes. I will go to the NFC West because, frankly, my NFC South ones are flimsy at best. I'll be honest.
You didn't have Spencer help you with the NFC South again? That's his bread and butter.
Yeah, Spencer.
He loves the NFC South.
Feel free to text me some good ideas for Tampa and Carolina. I really struggled with those teams. San Francisco 49ers.
Purdy. You doing it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Because here's the argument for Purdy for MVP. Now, I don't think he's going to win, and I don't think he is that good of a player. To be clear, I'm on the record with that consistently. I believe Purdy is a product of the system and Kyle Shanahan. And if you put Josh Allen
in San Francisco. He would do everything that Purdy did and more. And if you put Brock Purdy in Buffalo, it would be an unmitigated disaster, and he would not have 44 combined touchdowns like Josh Allen last year. I am not a Purdy guy, but there is so much narrative hype around him at this point that we've talked about what happens if he's not in a perfect situation. Well, let's see what happens if Ayuk gets traded and if McCaffrey or Kittle gets hurt. And because Kyle Shanahan's amazing, because the team is really good overall, like if he still has a good year, like because last year was insane. Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey, and Debo all played 15 games or more. All four of those guys played 15 games or more. That is very unlikely to happen again. So assuming there are stretches of time where he doesn't have the best skill position group in the NFL, for sure, because if those four guys are healthy, that's the best skill position group in the NFL. Assuming it's less than perfect at times, and he is still good, if not great, it's weird to say it's a lifetime achievement award for a guy 3 years into the NFL, but I think it will actually feel like a lifetime achievement award, and it's a little bit more likely that he wins MVP than Christian McCaffrey gets another offensive player of the year. Like McCaffrey obviously is, I considered him. Bosa, I considered him. Shanahan's one of the best. Like there's a lot of options, but Purdy MVP was where I came out on.
I would have said McCaffrey MVP is how I would have done that, that he plays so well that they want to give him that award. A running back hasn't won one since Adrian Peterson, and they give it to him and they bypass Purdy. Because I think the narrative stuff works against Purdy with some people like you and me as well. Jacksonville, I'm going to go with the other Josh Allen for defensive player of the year. I think he's one of those guys that's a little under the radar. And if the Jags were to have, if he were to have a dominant defensive year, if as long as his PFF grades and his pressure win rates and those things were good enough, he could win it. Everybody knows who he is. You know, the other options on Jacksonville aren't great. I'm not saying Lawrence for MVP. I'm not saying Peterson for coach of the year. I'm not saying ETN for offensive player of the year. Brian Thomas for rookie of the year was my next closest guy. So I'm going with Josh Allen for DPOY.
I like it. I like it. I think it's incredibly unlikely, too, that Brian Thomas is even in consideration for offensive rookie of the year. Not because I don't think he's talented, just a lot of mouths to feed in that offense. Pretty hard. Like Neighbors or Marvin Harrison Jr. is one thing. Like they should be the number one receiver. It's pretty unlikely that he's going to be the number one receiver in that offense as a rookie. I think I didn't really think about Jacksonville because it was yours, but that's probably where I would have gone. We got to go a lot faster here.
Yeah, right? Let's go.
Okay. No. We talked about it. I've got a 25-1 bet. Rams, Stafford, MVP. Only other thing I considered was Verse for Defensive Rookie of the Year. You've heard the logic already, but I went with Stafford because I have the bet.
Kelly Stafford has Stetson Bennett for Comeback Player of the Year in L.A.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.